Hello, I'm Colin O'Connor and you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. Today we have an Easter special for you, focusing on the music of Czech composer and conductor Jaroslav Krtček. Mr. Krtček wrote the music you've just been listening to, which is the opening part of a spring pastoral dedicated to the month of April, a time when spring is in full bloom. April is also very often the month in which Easter falls, and reference is also made to this in the pastoral. There are many traditions associated with Easter in the Czech Republic, such as the painting of eggs. In many villages in the country, eggs are painted in every household, and then given to groups of carolers who come calling on Easter Monday. Jaroslav Krtček has fond memories of this custom from his own childhood in South Bohemia.
Maminka doma barvila vajíčka.
At home, my mother painted eggs, and naturally she decorated them as well. But you couldn't get hold of the high-quality paints then that you can get today. So she would make her own paint from onion skins and use that to colour the eggs. Then she would decorate them with a piece of wire or some sharp object. Naturally, we needed to keep these in the house, because on Easter Monday, groups of singers would come round and we had to give them eggs.
Koleda, koleda, oknem ven a tak dále, a my jsme jim museli dát vajíčko.
Traditionally on Easter Monday, male carolers carry braided willow sticks and go in search of girls and women whom they playfully whip in return for painted eggs. It's a long-standing tradition which is thought to have its roots in ancient pagan fertility rites. Jaroslav Krtček says these customs are still enthusiastically observed in many parts of the Czech Republic.
Já mám chalupku v Podkrkonoší a tam dodnes chodí nejen...
I have a cottage in the foothills of the Krkonoš mountains, and to this day not only children but also adults do the rounds there, singing Easter songs. My wife and I wait for them every Easter Monday morning. Even adults come to whip the women. They have to receive eggs, and of course they have to be given something to drink to keep their spirits up. This means that sometimes the carolers end up in a bad way.
Takže někdy ty koledníci špatně dopadnou.
Easter carolers sing many traditional songs and chants on their rounds. Jaroslav Krtček has incorporated some of these into the second part of his pastoral dedicated to April in the Czech lands, which we are about to play for you. One of the ancient ditties included in the piece is this chant, which men often use to demand eggs from their womenfolk.
Dini, dini, velkonoce, paní mámo, dejte vejce, jestli mě ho nedáte, tak dceru neudáte. To je skladba, kde vlastně já jsem vzal texty lidových...
This is a piece where I actually took texts of folk songs and sometimes even just chants. It includes text about springtime, but also contains Easter texts like the one I just gave you a taste of. I put these to music and called it a spring pastoral. I think it's a fitting tune to play at this time, and it's also pure traditional Czech music.
Si to pustit a je to opravdu tradiční ryze česká muzika.
Okay. bílého jako květ a dobrého jako med.
Jaroslav Krček's Spring Pastoral, full of the optimism of spring and Easter traditions. Now, for many, Easter is primarily a Christian festival, commemorating the death and resurrection of Christ. One traditional way of marking this event in Europe was the so-called Passion Play, a dramatic presentation of the suffering and death of Jesus. Many Czech villages had this tradition for centuries, although it died out in most places under communism. One village where it has been revived, though, is Horšovice in South Bohemia, whose inhabitants commissioned Jaroslav Krček to write music for their play.
Když u nás bylo po sametové revoluci, tak se obnovila na Šumavě v jižních Čechách.
After the Velvet Revolution here, they revived the tradition of the so-called Passion Play in the southern Bohemian village of Horšovice in the Šumava mountains. This lovely tradition had been established there since time immemorial. Naturally, this tells the story of the resurrection and mystery of Christ. It was always done in such a way that the entire village took part, not just the men and women, but the children and old people as well. They made costumes and constructed a rough theatre, or even did it in the open air. They brought this tradition back after the revolution around 1990 or 1991, and they asked me to write music for them. I did this and then recorded it with my Musica Bohemica ensemble.
A mě požádali, abych napsal hudbu, kterou jsem se svým souborem Musica Bohemica pro ně natočil.
The songs Jaroslav Krček wrote for the Passion Play, written by the playwright Jindřich Pecka, punctuate the story of the crucifixion. This piece, which we are about to play for you, dramatically recounts the events surrounding the Last Supper, with highly poeticized lyrics written by Jindřich Pecka, as read by Jaroslav Krček.
Tak jako vítr na vinici ohýbá mladé listoví, sklonili hlavu učedníci, vzdali hold.
Like the wind bending young leaves in the vineyard, the heads of the apostles bow before their Lord, and his words cut them to the quick. Never deny your master, never deny your Lord. Old and young follow him from distant hamlets and great cities, but all ways are blocked and overgrown for those who betray, and his words cut them to the quick. Never deny your master, never deny your Lord.
Nezradíš nikdy mistra svého.
Tak jako vítr na pínici ohýbá mladé listoví, sklonili hlavu učedníci, vzdali hold svému mistrovi.
The other song we have from the Passion Play has lyrics that are just as dramatic. These words describe the torment that Christ suffered on the cross.
Úzkost je temná noc a mrazí, kámen je chladná tesknice.
Anguish is a dark freezing night, stone is a cold longing, a copper snake slithers in the sand, why won't the morning star come? The pale hand of Mary shrouds the world in pain. She tries to find a way to him, but she seeks her son in vain. Morning approaches and light slowly dawns. That night he passed through mountains of woe, and no one can fathom the wrongs visited upon him by an evil world.
A nikdo křivdy nespočítá, co na něj seslal podlý svět.
Music from the Horzhevitsa Passion Play by Yaroslav Kirchek. Now, despite its religious overtones, Yaroslav Kirchek says that Easter is also related to other peasant festivities, associated with the coming of spring.
Samozřejmě, Velikonoce jsou svátkem. Zaprvé jde o ukřižování Krista.
Naturally, Easter is a holiday that is about the resurrection of Christ and the great mystery that occurred at Golgotha. But it's also about the resurrection of nature, because we're situated in a part of the world where nature reawakens at this time of year. We hear the birds singing again and the weather starts getting warmer. Our folk customs are also linked to this.
Přicházejícím teplem a k tomu se váží lidové zvyky.
Yaroslav Kirchek has recorded and arranged a number of old Czech folk songs on the arrival of spring. Here's one from the 19th century, again arranged by Yaroslav Kirchek, which he says is a plea to the heavens to provide rain for newly planted crops.
V této souvislosti existuje v českém folkloru jedna mimořádná záležitost, a to je jarní písně.
There's an extraordinary Czech tradition related to this topic, and that is the spring song that pleads for rain. Naturally, the singers ask Christ and the Lord God for this, and they also plead for there to be no hail or gales or storms. They ask for everything in nature to be right so that our crops can grow well, which is why they ask for it to rain. I recorded the piece with my ensemble in such a way that you can hear the rain coming at the end of the song.
A já jsem to natočil se svým souborem tak, že na konci se ozve skutečně ten déšť.
O pelikáne, drahý poklade, Pane Ježíši, popřej, ať prší.
Smiluj a smiluj se.
Všecko nás rmoutí, dej sebou hnout. Chránění všecko osení.
Smiluj a smiluj se.
velké štědrosti, dej pastvi dosti. Synáčku z Marie. O Hospodine, ať chléb nezhyne,
Music to Make the Spring Rains Come by Yaroslav Kirchek. Now our final song for you today is Kirchek's musical adaptation of a poem by Karel Jaromír Erben, which he says is also associated with this time of year.
No, ještě bych se zmínil o jednom jarním zvyku, který se samozřejmě...
I would also mention one other spring custom that's linked to nature and which may sometimes coincide with Easter, and that is the Spring Queen game, which is something children play. They pick one beautiful girl from their number and adorn her with a crown of flowers like a queen. There's a beautiful little song about this, which is a nice tune to play in this context because it is resonant of spring in the Czech lands.